My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer, a beach bum summer, or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Brandon Scott in for Sean Pendergast, here with Seth Payne on Payne and Pendergast. And we're just a couple of weeks away from Texans training camp. And I got Texans training camp takes, man. I know that when Sean gets back from vacation, he's going to have plenty. I imagine that while he's enjoying his vacation with his lovely wife, Amy, he's thinking of more of his Texans training camp takes. And I expect him to be hot as hell whenever he gets back. And I'm excited to hear him. But for now, I'm keeping the seat warm. For now, I'm occupying this space with my man, Seth Payne. So I'm going to throw these off of you, Seth, and I want to hear what you think. You've already heard some of them. We can revisit a few, but I got a few that we didn't get to, and they're piping hot.
Well,
we got to get your
takes. These are the ones I feel like you're going out on more of a limb with some of these ones, which is good. The first ones, I feel like you were just getting warmed up.
Oh, yeah.
And it was there are a few in there that I feel like they weren't quite as potentially boneheaded as I would have preferred. Now I'm going to get the bonehead hot takes.
Yeah, so I've got this quality about me that I'm not sure makes me good for radio or bad for radio, but I like to be just like rational and to talk with good sense. But I got some here's my thing, Sid. Here's what makes me a little bit bad at radio. My most ridiculous and controversial opinions I tend to keep to myself. I've got a lot of them. I've got a ton of them.
Yeah.
But I just don't I feel like it's smarter to not express them, to not share them with people, because people will think more highly of you the fewer dumb things that you say. You keep the dumb thoughts to yourself, and it makes you look smarter.
There's some truth to that, okay? But there's also, you got to remember, man, we all live in the moment. And people don't necessarily remember the stupid stuff you've said as readily. I mean, they will. They'll remember some stupid stuff. But they're forgiving. Humans are a forgiving type. So, yeah, as long as they know it comes from a good place and you're not just, like, okay, my most unpopular take this offseason was that I really wanted Derrick Henry more than Saquon Barkley.
Well, we were together on that. We were together on that, by the way.
Yeah. And so it was very unpopular, but it came from a genuine place. It wasn't like I was just throwing that out there. I would say I only got maybe like 10 to 20% buy-in from people who respect me. Like, from people who might otherwise agree with me on lots and lots of things. I didn't get a lot of buy-in on that, but I really, really believed it. There were reasons I liked Derrick Henry more than Saquon Barkley for this team. So as long as you're coming to it from a place where, you know, you're not just trying to be different for the sake of being different, then people respect that.
Yeah, I'm not trying to be different for the sake of being different on this, but I do think this is a little edgy, and I hope, because I haven't met this guy yet personally, I hope he doesn't take offense to this, and maybe I'll be on the other side of this if he does.
I'm going to at him on social media as soon as you say this, but go ahead.
Seth, I think Aziz Alshaier is going to get into a fight.
Oh! I don't think he'd mind that at all.
I think Aziz Alshaier and or DeNico Autry, I throw him out there too because of the way Nick Caserio describes him as like a junkyard dog type of dude that you want in the alley if you're going to, you know, if you find yourself in that type of situation, bar fight, whatever it is, or if you got.
So you're talking about a fight in training camp or in a game?
You know, training camp. Well, this is a training camp. I mean, in the game for sure. That to me is not a piping hot take at all. I mean, all these guys get into fights in the game, but I'm talking about like friendly fire. But for me though, and maybe this takes a little bit of the flame off of it, but I do believe this. For Aziz Alshaier, I could see him getting into a fight, but in more of like a leadership way and not in a turdish way. Like, I just want to bully you or pick on a guy or fight a guy. But it's going to be more one of those kicking the ass. It could be a guy even on the defensive side. Or if it's a guy on the offensive side, it could just be, you know, the natural tension and testosterone from a training camp or from a training camp practice. But he seems like the type. Aziz Alshaier and DeNico Autry, candidates for me to get into a fight on the field at Texans training camp.
There used to be, I can't remember, can you remember a fight last year in training camp?
Not last year, but I do remember one 2 years ago.
What was the one two years ago?
That apparently, this is funny to me, Seth. No one tweeted about it, no one talked about it, and it feels like nobody remembers this. But 2 years ago when Lovie Smith was the coach, Dez King and, damn it, what was the safety's name? He got hurt. Terrence something. He didn't end up making the team, I feel like. Or the next year, he didn't end up making the team. But his first name was, I feel bad, because they had a Terrence.
That's all right. We'll just call him Terrence.
They had a Terrence who was a cornerback, and they had a Terrence who was a safety. And one was with an E, and one was with an A. That's all I can remember. But this guy ended up getting hurt earlier in the season. Terrence Harris. I can't remember the guy's name.
Terrence Brooks.
Terrence Brooks. There it is. Terrence Brooks is the name. So Terrence Brooks and Dez King, fisticuffs right there on the sideline at the end of a drill. Both got in a lick, and Lovie Smith made him run a lap around. Like, it was almost like high school.
Oh, I remember that now. Yeah, because they had to run a lap. Yeah.
And it was like a non-event. Yeah. I was like, oh. I mean, these guys went after it. Like, punches thrown and everything, but it was real quick. And
there used to be a lot more fights in training camp, and a couple things happened. One was like, because I was there, like I used to, when I was a young player, we used to get in fights all the time. Like, it was almost like I got in fights a lot my rookie training camp, partly just like almost as a way of just showing that you're not a punk and everything. And like, it used to just be way more common. And Tom Coughlin was my coach at the time, and he was kind of old school in that I think he looked at that as like a sign that you got guys who are, you know, guys who are fighting and competitive and everything. And then one year, our first round pick, Marcus Stroud, broke his hand on an offensive lineman's face, not on his face mask, on his face, because he got in his he'd gotten the dude's helmet off and cracked him in the forehead, and he broke his hand. And like after that, there was no more fighting. So like coaches in general, I think, got a lot more. They just realized like how dumb it was to lose a guy in training camp to a fight. So they got a lot more strict about it around about that era. And then also just because the training camps aren't as long and as brutal physically anymore, guys aren't as pissy as they used to be. They used to just get so tired and pissed off that at some point you had a bunch of guys with hair triggers out there fighting. So it's a lot less common these days. But I think I wonder how D'Amico feels about it. He doesn't want guys fighting in general. But it's kind of like when your kid misbehaves and there's a part of you that's like, kid's got a little juice to him. All right. I see. I'm going to punish you. Then I'm not going to see you. I'm not going to let you see me smiling about it as you're running your lap. So, yeah, I could see Alshire being that guy.
This happened to me, Seth, with my youngest daughter, my 7-year-old. So she's at a summer camp, not a church camp, but like a Boys and Girls Club type of thing.
Yeah.
And last week, she's like, for whatever reason, her and her brother, they're 17 months apart. So they horseplay. She tickles the brother, and he like gets squeamish, like he like moves around because he's being tickled, and he runs into another kid, like he hits another kid. And the other kid realizes it and takes offense and wants to fight my daughter. And she doesn't back down at all. And in fact, I don't think she broke her hand, but she got a fist on the skull as well, enough to get her suspended from the Boys and Girls Club program for 2 days.
Oh, geez, really?
Yeah. Yeah. I had to think of I had to come up with a child care plan for her for 3 days because I was hosting In the Loop. I had to come up with a child care plan because she wanted to go to fisticuffs with a boy at the Boys and Girls Club.
Right, right.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Yeah, that's good. As long as she's not like the especially when it's your daughter standing up for herself, like that's a good feeling. As long as she's not out bullying people and everything,
then
you feel like, oh, okay, this shit, boy, she's got some juice to her.
And my mom finds out about it first, and she's even obviously older school than I am.
Yeah.
So she comes from an era where this is how you solve issues, how you solve problems.
Yeah.
And she's like, I was kind of proud of her, but it's an issue now because we don't have anywhere for her to go. So we were both, to your point, we were both kind of like, wink, wink, nod, nod. Good job sticking up for yourself. But how about next time just keep your damn hands to yourself so we don't have to come up with a child care plan?
Well, I think that's I think there is something to D'Amico Autry and Alshire both that's how they were talked about in Tennessee, is that those guys, in a lot of ways, when I just was going through and looking at what people were in from the Titans blogging sphere and everything were saying about those two guys heading into free agency, they were recognized as like, all right, these guys are kind of like a heart and soul. These guys are dogs. These guys are the kind of guys that kind of set the tone for how you want to be as a defense. That those two guys are good candidates. And not that that means that you got to get in a fight to show that kind of thing or anything, but they're just kind of wired that way, I think. And, you know, the way Caserio has talked about Danico Autry has been a lot in those same regards.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Jalen Petrie. I got Jalen Petrie making plays, so much so, not just that he's making plays, but he's making so many plays that he sets the stage for a comeback narrative. You know, these narratives.
Yeah, he goes from being a guy that we're kind of disappointed in how he seemingly regressed a little bit in year two to it's not just like, oh, okay, he's going to be all right, but like, oh, okay, this guy could be a genuine just stud playmaker.
Yeah.
Like you could completely flip the narrative on year two.
Yeah. Watch out for Jalen Petrie. He's picking off C.J. Stroud. He's stuck Dalton Schultz or Cade Stover in the gut all over the middle. Or, you know, like he's going to make some wild plays, I think, in training camp that is going to reset the narrative or at least set the stage for a new narrative. And you know this is a part of training camp, Seth, both as a player and as a media member now. You've seen how it goes. We get there, we observe, we decide what the stories are, and we get to go on with the narratives. I think that that's one that's absolutely is going to happen because Jalen Petrie does tend to make plays in practice, tends to have a knack and a nose for the ball, I think. Just needs to probably play within the scheme a little bit better.
Well, I think that's interesting when you frame it that way because I think if he makes a bunch of plays in practice, especially where you don't have the benefit of going back and seeing what happened on any specific play, usually you can't go back and watch it on film for the vast majority of plays that they have out there. I think that the part of his problem last year was that he needs to be more surgical in when he chooses to be aggressive, and that there were a lot of times where he was beat on double moves because I think he was anticipating an in-breaking route or an out-breaking route, and then he got double-moved like by DeAndre Hopkins pretty glaringly a couple times. That's the whole test for him. It's not the plays that you see. It's the plays you don't see where he's practicing discretion. So in training camp, if he's making a bunch of plays in practice, I'm probably still going to be a little bit nervous about, all right, has he learned when he can be aggressive and when he can't be aggressive? Because that's really the big, which also is, but that is one of the things that encourages me about him making a comeback this year is that it's more of a psychological and experience type issue. Like he needs to be a little bit more like a veteran player and know when to dial it back. And that's something that you can see him fixing, but I don't know if it's something we necessarily really get to see play out for real until the regular season starts.
Are you surprised at all that they have not added to that position outside of not really seriously added to that position outside of drafting Kalen Bullock in the third round?
I'm guessing that they've had conversations about Justin Simmons, who I believe is still out there as a free agent.
There's almost no way, Seth. It feels like there's almost no way that they don't at least have the conversation, don't you think?
Yeah, yeah. No, I think they definitely have talked about it, and I think that they're probably waiting to see exactly. Look, you've got you drafted a rookie high and a relatively high. You've got Jalen Petrie, and they want to see how both those guys develop. And with the stuff, even as I'm saying, like as a fan or as a media member, it's going to be hard for us to figure out in training camp, like whether Jalen Petrie has fixed some of those issues from last year. But I think they're going to be watching very closely to see if they can tell a difference. And they'll be able to, you know, they can go back and watch the film and everything in practice. And that they might be kind of holding Justin Simmons in reserve back there to see how Bullock plays as well, to figure out exactly what they need to do there and if they need to go outside to bring somebody else in.
I didn't love those pictures that Sean shared from Bullock at the rookie minicamp with the bird legs, and I didn't really necessarily love it when I saw. I was like, man, nobody needs to have anything look anything like me. Like if you look comparable to my skinny ass, then there's a real issue with you being out there on the football field. But when I actually watch him play football, like go back and watch his stuff at USC, I mean, he's another one that seems like a playmaker. Like, he's gonna have to get bigger and stronger and be a better tackler, but I talk about a nose and a knack for a football, for the football and making plays. He seems to be of that ilk as well.
Well, and that's where too, when, you know, if you've got a guy that in situations he can be a genuine deep center fielder type of safety, it becomes less of an issue. So in certain packages, like, I think they're going to use him situationally, but a lot of that goes back to, all right, do they trust that Jalen Petrie playing up around the box, can they trust them to be more on point all the time? And then you've got your backstop there in Bullock. I think there's an avenue for that. And then as far as him just being skinny, the weird comparison I keep going back to in my mind is Jack Lambert, the linebacker from the Steelers from back in the day, who was probably one of the most fearsome people ever to play in the NFL, but was like lanky as all get out. He just had that, like that ranch hand toughness to him. Yeah, he's just a wiry, tough as hell dude that I wonder how much maybe Bullock has that in him. That, like, don't be deceived by how lanky and skinny he is. Just like Randy Moss was so lanky, but he was also so strong. Like, a lot of getting mossed wasn't about him always necessarily being the guy that could jump higher. It was about a guy that just out-muscled people. And I think Bullock might have kind of a deceptive strength to him.
He's Seth Payne. I am Brandon Scott in for Sean Pendergast coming up next. How worried should we be about Justin Verlander and Kyle Tucker? Stay there.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nore Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nore.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Everybody knows it. Toyota trucks are the stuff of legends. Rugged, durable, everlasting. Toyota makes trucks that just don't quit. And now, Toyota is driving that legacy toward the future with two of their most powerful trucks ever, the new Tundra and the all-new Tacoma. In a half-ton Tundra, you can rule the roads. From the comfort of a spacious cabin with connected tech and plenty of hauling power, the Tundra is ready to work hard and play even harder. Or check out the all-new 24 Tacoma, redesigned and electrified to maximize your adventure. With a bevy of available off-road driving and power transfer modes, you will effortlessly crush the conditions. And with the Tacoma's reimagined interior, you'll do it in style. And right now, your local Toyota dealer has more vehicles in stock and is making delivery on new vehicles almost every day. So don't wait. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.